Well, it is most certainly not 11:24 p.m., because if you check your clock, you'll notice that it says 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So that's what we're doing. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm sitting here with two things. One, a giant cup of tea.
Oh, yeah. And it's good. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll put that back down for a minute. And then, over here on my right, is my sleeping cat. Yes, Pippa is just sitting here, trying to sleep through the rugby game that is currently on the television. Where's the remote control? Did I sit on it? Oh, yes, I did. Okay. So, what are we watching? Oh, well, we're watching one of my favorite rugby competitions, the Six Nations Tournament. The Six Nations Tournament is a rugby union tournament between six nations. And those six nations are, now I'm going to do this from memory, see if I get this right here. England, Scotland, Wales, Ireland, France, and Italy. Originally, this was the Four Nations Tournament, and it was just England, Scotland, Wales, and Ireland. And then Italy and France wanted to join, so they said, sure. And now it's the Six Nations Tournament. These tournaments tend to get bigger over time. Another one is what I call the 12 Nations Tournament, which then became the 14 Nations Tournament, and I don't know how many it is now, 16 or 17. That one's down in the Southern Hemisphere. And it's a good one, too. But anyway, this game that we're watching is England versus Italy. Italy is making a substitution right now. There's about 20 minutes left in the game. And England is ahead 27 to 15. If my memory serves, I do believe England is the current reigning champion. I'm not sure, though. I'm sure this tea is good, though. Oh, so delicious. I love tea. And I love cats. And I have both the things that I love right next to me. Isn't this great? Yes, it is. Ooh, I'm a little tired today. I stayed up very late last night watching stuff on TV, including The Hustler, the classic movie starring Paul Newman and Jackie Gleason and George C. Scott. It's a classic. So I stayed up late watching that, and then after that, some of my favorite anime came on, so I watched Space Dandy, and, what came on? Oh, yeah, Cowboy Bebop, of course, and then Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex Second Gig. Second Gig is my favorite Ghost in the Shell series, and I try to watch it as much as possible. I don't know why I like it so much. I wasn't originally a Ghost in the Shell fan, but when Second Gig came along, oh boy, they really sucked me in, so that was fun. I also watched my motorcycle racing last night, and it was crazy. It was crazy. This season isn't exactly shaping up the way I thought it would. It's another cold day. And I was mad when I woke up. I didn't sleep well because it was so cold. And I woke up and I was all weird. I said, what the heck's going on here? And I looked outside and it was kind of sunny. And then I saw that the temperature was 8 degrees. 8 degrees? Yesterday it was 50 degrees. Yesterday was great. We went out and we saw our muskrat family. And I was hoping to do that today, but no. Once again, we had a 50-degree day yesterday, and now we're having a less than 10-degree day. So it's cold. It did snow a little bit early this morning, but just barely anything. So there's like a white dusting of snow on the grass, and that's about it. So it's totally cold for no reason. And you know, the funny thing is if it's going to be cold, we might as well have snow. I don't see the reason for having cold without the snow. You know what I'm saying? Does that make any sense? Are these just the ravings of a madman? Very possibly. But still, if I'm going to have to be forced to endure cold, I want something to make it worth my while. And that something is snow. But no, we just have cold. So I'm sitting here, and it's kind of cold. And I actually sort of thought about putting a sweatshirt on there for a while, but I don't know if I'm going to do that or not. Oh, it's good tea. Mmm. Oh, it's delicious. Just what I need on a cold day like today. And as I watched this rugby game, I noticed that the manufacturer of the England team's kit is Canterbury of New Zealand. Canterbury of New Zealand is my favorite rugby uniform company. I used to get a catalog from them. I'm not sure how I got on the mailing list. But I used to have all kinds of fun looking at potential rugby kit. If you have a rugby team and you need uniforms, you need Canterbury of New Zealand. Why am I pimping this company? They're not sending me any free gear. They're not sending me any free kit. So once again, I've mentioned a brand name without any compensation. Don't really need to do that. Oh, and there's England. Looks like they just scored another try. Yes, they did. Where is this game being played? It doesn't seem like it's very cold there. Is this in Italy or is it in England? I do not know. But George Ford has scored a try for England. And this is rugby union, so that's 5 points. In rugby league, a try is only worth 4 points. So then they'll have the kick here. There's sort of an extra point kick, just like in football. And are they going to kick it up? There it is. So they put the ball on a tee, and I'm depressed that they're using tees. In Australia, I think they use little piles of sand. And they even have little radio-controlled trucks to haul the sand out onto the field for the players. That was always one of my favorite aspects of watching rugby from down under. All right, this guy is setting up for the extra point here. The kick takes a step back. He runs up. Dunk. He kicks it, and it is through the posts. The kick is good for another 2 points. Hooray! So the score now is England 34, Italy 15, with about 10 or 11 minutes left in the game, plus added time. So Italy kicks off. It does not go 10 meters, but it's played on anyway. So England's pushing forward, blah, 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 doing all of their rugby stuff. All right, so I'm going to check the schedule here. What's on TV? Oh, we've got Monster Jam. And then the motorcycle race from last night is being replayed. And then poker, poker, poker. Some kind of documentary about Michaela Schifrin. And then Premier League Match of the Week comes on at midnight. But that's it? No highlights show? That's really weird. They haven't been playing the highlights show for the last couple of weeks. And that's really been getting on my nerves. How am I supposed to know what else is going on in the league? Jeez, those commies. All right, what's on my free movie channel? Nothing, nothing. Gattaca. Nothing, 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 nothing. Come on, give me something good. Nope. No good movies on that tonight. What's down here on 87? Oh, we got two episodes of Archer after Pitch Perfect 2. It's been 3 years since the Barden Bellas became the first all-female group to win a national title. Oh. I'm not a fan of Pitch Perfect. I'm not a fan of show choirs, as they call them now. When I was a child, they called them swing choirs. And I am not a fan of a cappella music. I'm sorry, but if you want an instrument, don't bother making instrument noises with your mouth. Just get a guy who can play the instrument. You know, there's plenty of us out here. And I'm sorry. A cappella music is just... it's just a pale shadow to actual real music played with musical instruments. And I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, oh, but Tobe, the human voice is a musical instrument. No, it's not. It's your method of communication. Music is the language of... Shut up. So yeah, Pitch Perfect 2 is on later tonight. I will not be watching it, although I might flip over to it on occasion because, one, Anna Kendrick, yeah, she's kind of cute. Two, Rebel Wilson, yeah, she's really funny. I really like Rebel Wilson. Her sense of humor appeals to me, and she does crack me up. And I hate to admit it, but I actually have seen Pitch Perfect 1. And I thought Rebel Wilson was hilarious, but not utilized nearly enough. I'd rather see a movie about her, where she's the lead character, doing funny stuff, than have her as a sidekick. So, I don't know what to tell you. That's just my opinion. Which is worth exactly what you're paying for it. What else do we got on TV tonight? Ooh, looks like Downton Abbey is on. Another show that I've never seen that is extremely popular with other people. Oh, later tonight we've got some Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. Oh, and on one of my weird channels I've got some Kung Fu films. Man from Shaolin. And then, oh no, then Under Fire. I guess Saturdays are the all-day Kung Fu movies on this channel. Heartbreakers is on later. If you've never seen it, it's mildly entertaining. If you like Sigourney Weaver and Jennifer Love Hewitt. I remember seeing it once and thought, yeah, okay, that was okay. And then fake wrestling and then nothing, nothing, nothing. Jeez, what am I going to do today? I'm going to have to find something to eat at some point in time. What do I feel like eating today? What am I hungry for? I still got a bagel. I have a bagel. Do I want to eat a bagel today? Oh, and then look what's on right now on IFC. The Thing. You know, that horror movie. But which one? There's only three different versions of this movie. There's the original, then there's the John Carpenter, and then there's this one with Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Oh. So obviously we're not watching that. Oh, I'm going to have a boring day, aren't I? I can just tell. That's Sundays for you. Always boring. And I kind of want to go out and do something, but it's so cold. You know, I guess I could go to the mall. Do I feel like walking around in the mall today? Yeah, I don't know. It is Sunday, so it'll be kind of crowded. But sometimes crowds are good, because sometimes in a crowd, a single individual goes unnoticed. Oh my goodness, England has scored another try. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll go to the mall today. Do I feel like bundling up? Do I feel like putting on two coats just so I can go to the mall? Let's check the Weather Channel, see if it's gotten any warmer. Oh, it has. It's gotten a little bit warmer. It is now 13 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh, yeah. 13 degrees. Nice. All right, so the score of this game is now England at 39, Italy 15, with 5 minutes left to play in regulation time. Oh, and I think it's time for me to get into some more of this tea. Oh, boy. Mm. Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, I do love drinking tea so much. Oh, yeah. Whew. So anyway, maybe we should check to see which episodes of Johnny Sacco are going to be on tonight. Since I can watch that because there's nothing else going to be on. And what is this? Am I looking on the wrong channel? Oh my god. They took Johnny Sacco off. There's no Johnny Sacco on tonight. You gotta be kidding me. Well, I guess it's that time of year when TV channels need to change their lineup again. That's disappointing. Because I kind of wanted to watch Johnny Sacco, and I got nothing else to watch tonight. So it would have been perfect. I would have had no conflicts. But no, somebody decided that I did not need to see Johnny Sacco and his flying robot. The original title, of course, being Giant Robo. And it looks like England has just scored another try. England is starting to run away with this game. And speaking of running away, what's my cat doing? Oh, she's sitting here. Hi, baby. Giving yourself a bath? Yeah, that's fun. So we're having a little kitty bath right next to me here. And we were watching England just walk all over Italy. Boy, oh boy. You know, this was a little bit more of an even game earlier, but geez, this has really sort of really gotten to be a blowout. It's starting to get ridiculous. All right, so Owen Farrell is going to take the kick for England here, trying to get their extra points. He's standing there in front of the ball, looking at those goalposts like he's hypnotized. He's fascinated. He wants to send the ball home. He puts the ball up. Oh, and it just goes wide to the right. Now, it was at a bad angle, so I can hardly blame him. So the score is now Italy 15, England 46. With 2.5 minutes left to play in regulation time. Italy kicks off, and England kicks it back to them. And then Italy will kick again, going for some field position. England retrieves it, puts their foot into it, and kicks it back to their
fullback who's going to put his foot into it. There's a good, good kick all the way back to the England 5-yard line. So their fullback then kicks it. This is a game of kicking. And the ball goes out of play. Oh, what do I want to eat? Do I want to eat some rice today? I just remembered I don't have any vegetables. I could go to the store today, but going to the grocery store on a Sunday is always such a task. So many people there. So crowded. And I hate to wait when I'm trying to buy my food. You know, you get a lot of people in a grocery store, and you know, you always find somebody who's got their cart parked in front of the product you need while they spend 20 minutes trying to decide which brand of pasta they should buy. And so you just got to stand there, do-do-do-do-do, and wait for them. And you have to walk around people, and people are always in your way. So I don't think I'm going to the store today. I'll have to go to the store tomorrow. Get me some vegetables. I like vegetables. What vegetables will I buy? Well, always onions. I do love onions. And peppers, because I love peppers. I will get some bell peppers in different colors. And I will get some hot peppers. What kind of hot peppers do I feel like getting? I don't know. It depends on what they have. And so the game ends. 46-15, England. Yeehaw. So that was fun. I'm glad I got to see some rugby today, especially the Six Nations tournament. That's always exciting. What's my cat doing? My cat's making all kinds of funny slurpy and snorty noises over here. What are you doing? Anyway. So yes, it's another exciting Sunday. Oh my God, and there's a commercial on TV where there's all these squirrels up in a tree and they're throwing pine cones at a car. Oh my God. It's a farmer's insurance commercial with J.K. Simmons. That was hilarious. There was like four or five squirrels up in a tree throwing pine cones on a guy's car. That's funny. Why is it funny? Because that happens to me all the time. The squirrels are always throwing walnuts at me at Heron Haven. Well, you know, at least during certain times of the year. Good tea. You've heard this show before. You are perfectly well aware that I spend a great deal of time dodging squirrels, evading squirrels' missiles. Oh, it's true. Well, that's my lifestyle for you. What can I say? That might be my new favorite commercial. I want to see that commercial a lot. I want to see angry squirrels throwing things at people because that's funny to me. I don't know why. Angry squirrels. Oh boy. So anyway, how much time do we got left in this show? Oh, good Lord. We got to go at least another 3.5 minutes or so. Does my cat feel like talking? Let's see if my cat will talk. Hi, are you awake now? Who's a good baby? Yeah, who's the silent baby who's not paying attention to anything I say? Yeah, that's you. Sometimes my cat wants to talk. Sometimes she doesn't. This is one of those doesn't times. Oh. So yeah, another lazy Sunday. What am I going to do? I guess I could work on Arson Bot. That's a project that a lot of people want to see come to fruition. Arson Bot. Is it a bad idea? Is it a good idea? Nobody really knows. The big question is, should I go to the effort to actually build this thing? Oh, and there goes my cat. She's finally getting up. Walking over into the other room, she's going to eat some breakfast. And it's almost 3 o'clock in the afternoon, local time. My cat was up late last night with me. And I don't know why she had to sleep 12 hours, or she probably didn't. What happens is my cat tends to go to bed at the same time I do, and then I know she gets up in the middle of the night and she walks around the house doing wacky things, because I wake up and I go into the kitchen and I find things that were on the counter in the kitchen are now on the floor. And then my cat goes back to sleep, so when I wake up, she's still sitting here. So my cat, in the middle of the night, likes to go around and sabotage my belongings. One of her favorite things to do is go into the laundry room and pull my shirts off the bar where they're hanging so that they fall onto the floor. Somehow that's a fun cat game. And of course she likes to go up into the kitchen, knock bottle caps and stuff like that off the counters onto the floor. And that's why we have to keep the bathroom door closed. Otherwise, my cat would go up into the bathroom in the middle of the night and tear up all the toilet paper, because that's a really funny thing for cats to do. Ugh, cats. They're so great. We love them so much. They're so fluffy. Oh, boy. I'm starting to get a cramp in my foot. Because of the cold. Ow, ow, ow. I gotta stretch it out. Damn it, ow. Even though I've got my feet under a blanket, my feet are cramping up just because it's cold. And that's why I don't like cold. Actually, I can handle cold until it gets down to about 10 or 15 degrees Fahrenheit. Once it gets below 10 degrees Fahrenheit, then I start having problems. Like having my foot cramp up. Ow! Ah! Yeah, get stupid foot. You know, I'm probably going to have to get in the bathtub for the second time today. And I woke up all weird, and I was cold. And I was crampy, so like the first thing I did this morning was get in the bathtub. And now I'm going to have to get back in just to deal with these foot cramps. Ow. Or maybe I'll just sit on the side of my bathtub with my feet in the hot water while I read. I don't have anything to read. I finally finished off all my volumes of manga. Although I could pull something else out, I guess. I have some Tankobon that I haven't read in a while. I guess I could pull those out and sit on the edge of the bathtub with my feet in the water, in the super, super hot water, and try to shake these stupid cramps. It's driving me nuts. But that's neither here nor there. The thing that you need to know is that you have been listening to The Dubious Foot Cramping Committee, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. My name's Tobe, I've got foot cramps and I need to eat, so bye-bye, kid.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
DJ ブーマカ。